hopefully, soon to be, Barrow AFC's chairman. And how does that feel, that you are, in all but formality, nearly the new chairman of this club?
It's a big day. It's an, it's an amazing day. It's a day that actually I didn't ever think it would come until late last night. And so it's still very new. So I'm still sort of trying to take it all in. We were sort of laughing in the car as we came over here and said, you know, what have we done? And so now the work begins. Now, obviously, we've been working in the background in anticipation of this day, but now the hard work begins. So I'm less concerned about what I'm called or anything like that as to what we have to do in the future, which is a lot.
You've had the backing of the fans. That was the main thing. You needed 75%. You've got 90%. How good is that, that the club members, after you, you know, attended the fans' forum and addressed them, that you've got that support you needed?
Oh, I think it's amazing. I don't know whether too many elections in the history of anything ever got 90%. So for me, it's remarkable. I mean, we were expecting for it to be much more difficult. I mean, it's very humbling, actually. And it shows just the deep feeling that the fans have for the club. And so it's, you know, just part of it's a, it's an, not so much an added burden, but it certainly, it makes one realise how important the club is to them and how seriously we will have to take the stewardship going forward.
A lot of local people know your story, but for those outside, why has an American businessman come into Little Barrow and swooped in and bought the football club?
Oh, because the American businessman was born in Little Barrow and was educated here, and my parents and my grandparents were all from. And if I'd, I guess I'd done a family history, I could probably go back even further than that. We've been from this area forever. They made me whatever I became or have become. So I'm very grateful to the area. I mean, it nurtured me. So it's the opportunity to give something back, I believe, and it's something that I think we take seriously. It's something my mum and dad both would have been proud of, and I think that's basically the main reason I'm doing it, I think.
And you have quite a grand vision. In 5 years, to possibly reach the Football League. Within 2 years, £1.8 million worth of investment into the club. You know, is this a pipeline dream, or is this really a solid ambition which is realistic?
Well, one thing about being an American businessman is we don't really have pipeline dreams, unless they have oil flowing through them, particularly in Texas. So, no, it's a really serious business. I'm normally a very private person. I'm not very extremely comfortable being in the public eye, so it's not something that I would naturally choose to do. But I think it's just important, and it's a way to really help my family reconnect with where they came from. You know, my children were born in America. They've been here many times, but they don't really understand the community, how strong it is, how proud it is, where they came from. And they need to know that. So basically going forward, they need to know that their roots are strong and where they come from. And basically, hopefully, it will help them in their lives as they go forward.
One of your main points is to make it financially stable. You've made out that basically yours is, the club's yours to own for a limited time. You're here to get it back to a financially stable position as well as giving success. Is that important to send that message out when you're taking over a community-owned club?
I think it's important that everybody be engaged in supporting the football club with the end result or the end mission, if you like, that it's the town's club, it's the community's club. I merely am the steward at the moment. I intend to help the club out by providing some financial wherewithal. At the end of the day, there's no reason why the club shouldn't be self-sustaining. I mean, basically, this community should be able to support a club in the Football League. You need some help to get there. That's what we're doing. Eventually, hopefully, the community will embrace the club, they will take it back when it is in fact self-sustainable, and they will take it and run it proudly, so that it will indeed then become a member, an actual functioning member of the community.
many fans will be wanting to ask you, well, what's going to happen now? Obviously, the paperwork's got to go through. You've assembled half your board already, and obviously it's talking to the assets, then your players and your manager and everything for next season. So just a rough idea for fans, you know, what plans have you got in place?
Okay, so basically the first plans that will be in place, I think we will start, we have started on them kind of already in terms of quotes and plans and things. And so the first thing that the fans will see is that the ground will start to look a little different. Darren, I'm meeting with this evening, both Darren and Alec, and we will start to discuss the team, his budget, his targets for acquisition, all of the things that he needs to do to get the team ready for next season. He has been told, I mean, not there's no gun to his head, but he has been told that he needs to assemble a squad capable of pushing for promotion next year. That's his goal. So I assume that this evening he will tell me exactly how he's going to do that. So we'll see.
And I've covered this football club for 5 years now, and it's, you know, it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I remember a conversation after the FA Trophy, after winning it, with a fan saying, and he told me, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could win the lottery now, or an American businessman could swoop in and save us? And nearly four seasons on, I'm sat with yourself here now. For the fans, this means an incredible amount. It is like for them that they've won the lottery.
Well, I don't know. I think that hopefully they are, well, I know they're engaged. Hopefully they will, it's not always going to be smooth. There are going to be good times and there are going to be bad times. But I think if they see that we are all engaged in going in the right direction and trying to do the right thing, with the goal being to get this football team back into the Football League, I think there's nothing we can't achieve. I mean, I don't think there's... I mean, if you've covered this football team for 5 years, you know, you've seen both the ups and the downs. And so you know that there's a lot of love, hate. I mean, passions go from one end to the other, right? There's no middle ground, really. I mean, basically, depending on whether the team win or lose, you either love them or hate them. Whether the player plays well, you either love them or hate them, which is good. You know, our idea is to harness that passion, turn it into a positive direction, and, you know, get this team going where it needs to go.